From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as soon and as quickly as they can, as the National Weather Service is warning that the Oaxaca Dam is beginning to fail. Maya Bush has the details.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello said earlier that at least 13 people have died so far on the island as it deals with dangerous floodwaters following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria. The death toll has climbed past 280 in Mexico as signs of exhaustion grip rescuers 3 days after a devastating 7.1 magnitude earthquake. Jillian Kitchener has more.
Despite dimming hopes of finding more survivors, the rescue operations in Mexico continue Friday. Many residents are homeless following a 7.1 magnitude quake that devastated the area Tuesday, leveling some 52 buildings in the capital. And the risk of a housing shortage is looming as politicians and aid groups scramble to pool funds to help the relief efforts.
And that was reporter Jillian Kitchener. Officials in Indonesia have raised the alert level for a volcano on the island resort of Bali to its highest threshold over fears an eruption could be imminent. Thousands of residents and tourists were evacuated from villages near the Mount Agung volcano, which last erupted more than 50 years ago. Authorities have warned people to avoid hiking within a 9-kilometer radius from the crater, which has been blowing smoke over the popular tourist site. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says it has voluntarily repatriated 1,666 Burundian refugees in Tanzania over the past 2 weeks. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
More than 400,000 Burundian refugees have fled to 8 neighboring countries. The International Organization for Migration says the bulk of the refugees, nearly 280,000, went to Tanzania. It says about 80% of the refugees are women and children. The agency reports some 12,000 refugees have asked the government of Tanzania and the UN Refugee Agency for help to get home. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the refugees believe their areas of origin are safe and they want to return to their homes in Burundi. He says he cannot assess potential dangers. On Thursday, the UN Migration Agency completed the first phase of this voluntary repatriation operation. A second phase of assisted returns is expected to begin in November and run until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canada has imposed sanctions against key figures in the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Philip Alexio reports.
The targeted sanctions are aimed at 40 officials and individuals, including Maduro himself, who are helping to undermine the security, stability, and integrity of democratic institutions in Venezuela. The sanctions freeze any assets the individuals might have in Canada and bans Canadians from engaging them in business dealings. Canada has accused Maduro of moving his country toward a dictatorship and has repeatedly spoken out against him. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
North Korea indicated Friday it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, warned he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. Roger Baker with Stratfor explains why Kim would choose to do so.
So from their perspective, if the United States doesn't want to believe that they truly have a hydrogen warhead on a nuclear missile, the best way to show that is to test it in a real-world scenario. And secondarily, as they've hinted, they said they test only small devices because of their geography and geology. Well, they could showcase a much larger device if they could lob one into the ocean.
Pyongyang's 6 previous atomic bombs have been detonated in underground settings. The United Nations has finished deactivating thousands of weapons and munitions that once belonged to demobilized leftist rebels in Colombia. The UN said it had collected a total of 8,994 firearms and more than 38 tons of explosives. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.